All right, so joining us now on the line, we have the marketing head at Urban Pod, Ruwan Roberts. Ruwan, thank you so much for your time. Good morning. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm well, thank you.
So tell us about these urban pods that seem to be creating quite a bit of a hype in South Africa at the moment.
The urban pod is a light fuel frame structure. So it's not really new. It's been around for 10 to 8 years. It's just, I think, becoming more in the spotlight now because of the expensive costs of building with brick and mortar and the maintenance of brick and mortar.
I've seen in my travels overseas, in places like Australia, for example, they've seemed to move away already, even in building, you know, fully fledged houses from using brick and mortar. They seem to be using more technologically improved materials, whatever those materials may be.
Right. Look, on different continents, you've got different situations. So in places with high natural disaster areas, it's difficult to work with certain materials because if you have a tornado, for example, it will throw the debris around, which is what ultimately causes damage. So for these countries, it's good to have a very, very, very strong structure like the concrete or... But in spaces on the planet where you don't need, where you don't have these natural disasters, these are quite a good solution because they're quick to build, they're very durable, and they last quite long.
So I read somewhere like for as little as 100,000 rands, you can put up an urban pod and you can turn it into an office or you can turn it into a two-bedroom home.
That is great. So the idea was we were in Mozambique, and the situation is different in Mozambique since you can't buy land there, you can only lease it. So the idea came up a couple of years ago is you could build something that you could move. And obviously then everybody goes to the container situation. When we do the viability, we realize that changing a container into whatever you would need it for is extremely expensive, really, if you want to do it well. So the situation became that you have to build something from scratch. So the idea was is to build a basic pod, as we call them, out of this light steel frame, or we have different paneling we can use as well, which is lighter and also as durable as it can. But the idea was just to keep it mobile. So therefore, in the future, you could move it. So if you took your normal pod and you made a coffee shop out of it or a hairdresser salon, it would be very convenient. It's a lock-up-and-go unit. So therefore, you could just put it on a truck and move it to another destination. And when you get there, you have a fully functioning pod. Now, there's various applications to these pods. So we have a farming pod section, which basically means you automate your pod with light and water and humidity, and then you can grow seeds, seedlings, anything to do with farming in these pods at a very low labor intensity. Then we have the living pods. These could be for Airbnb units or for old age homes, schooling. These are living pods, obviously, as they sell. Then you've got the office range, which will be different office spaces, office parks, where you can have 20 or 30 of these pods combined, making an office a park, as I said. And then you've got the retail section, which is your little shops. It could be hairdressers, pizza shops, coffee shops, and so forth. So there's a various amount of applications to them. Now, as long as they are mobile, we are happy to finance them as well. So if you take 100,000 and it hits the ear quite wrong, because it sounds expensive. But if you look at a financing option, and you look at the model of the brick-and-mortar rent of a mall from here to Cape Town, it's extremely expensive, and this is a way to cut down on those costs. Because now you have a mobile unit that you can shift if your situation changes, and at the same time you can finance it, and at the same time you have a workable shop or office or whatever the case might be.
So what about the normal elements, right? Rain, heat, cold. How does it compare to your normal brick-and-mortar building?
Well, all these materials we use have been around for years. They've been tried and tested. The IBR Chromadec, I don't know if you're familiar with this material, for instance, is your basic roof. So it's very low maintenance. It's very long-lasting. And these are very good options to have over long term. You have your NewTek, which is a bit more dear, it's a bit more expensive, and I don't think the lifespan is as long. So therefore, we use materials really that's been tried and tested, and as low maintenance, like I said.
In terms of the UK, what do they use it there for? I see it was quite popular. It took off there before it came to our shores.
Yes, look, Europe's always been in front of us when it comes to these things. They've done it there for years. Sorry, the question again?
The UK, how do they use these pods in the UK?
Sorry, it's the very same application. You get your urban farming, you get your urban offices, you get your... Look, they're running out of space. This is their situation. Our situation is not exactly the same. So for them, it's also a situation of building something quicker, lighter, and more durable with a lot less maintenance. So it's really the same situation. They've just been ahead of the curve, and slowly but surely, it's now made its way here.
All right. Thank you so much for your time and for explaining this to us. We really do appreciate it.
Right. I hope people want to get in touch with us. We are on Facebook on the Urban Pods. Our email is info@urbanpods.co.za. And if they have any questions, please take a let us know. Thanks for the opportunity to speak to you.